Welcome to the program, We Will Stand. The purpose of this program today is to discuss the new young women's curriculum and how it will help each young woman be converted and help her stand as a witness of God at all times and in all things and in all places. And in this particular segment of our discussion, we will be talking about the new teaching and learning resources for youth and how they come into the classroom, what happens that is so different from what we've done before, and how does it bless the young women of the church and their leaders. I know that we're full of questions about how do we do this? How do we do this in the classroom? And how is it different than it's been before? So, Sister Burnson, I forgot for a second to introduce everybody because we've done this before. This is Sister Lisa Burnson, and she is a young women's president. She's newly called, so she's full of all kinds of questions, and I might say a great deal of enthusiasm, which is good for us. Sister Hannah Piper is with us. She is one of Sister Lisa Burnson's laurels. We are joined as well by Sister Carol McConkie, Sister Susan Jones, and Sister Diane Robison, and I am Sister Karen Ashton. We are members of the Young Women's General Board and members of the Young Women's General Board Curriculum Committee. So we're anxious for your questions today.
My first question is, how do I get the young woman to participate in class, and how do I keep the girls engaged in this type of learning? I mean, let's face it, sometime you're going along with a lesson and, you know, you come to a scripture and just trying to get all the girls to, you know, pull out their scripture and turn to it. It takes time. You know, half of them are excited about it. Half of them are like, I'll just listen. This really feels like we need to fully engage each young woman. How can I and other leaders best do that?
It's a great question, and it's being asked all over the world because we are worrying over this a little bit. Can I begin by sharing with Hannah what perhaps young women leaders might want to share with their young women? And Hannah, I speak to you as a representative of young women all over the world. This is a very special opportunity for you. I want you to think about this. You spend an hour a week in a dedicated building on the Sabbath day, and by the time everything's done with the announcements and everything, maybe you have 30 minutes of time to learn the gospel with your young women leaders. And this is a sacred and special and powerful time, and it's your time. It's not their time. It's your time to learn. And I hope that you understand that and step up and take responsibility for your learning, young women. Be eager and excited. Be seeking and searching and wanting to know. And help one another feel that as well. This is a cultural change, and there might be growing pains. And leaders, you might get to a point where you do ask a question or read a scripture and say, what do you think? And no one says anything. I would pipe up and say, remember, girls, this is for you. This is about your lives, your questions, your challenges, your testimonies. What do you think?
And Sister Robinson, I loved that seeking, searching, wanting to know. That just hit a chord inside me. And Hannah, I'm excited, you know, to do that
me
for
too.
You.
I have to tell you how the Lord honors the inquiry process. If we will come to Him inquiring about those things that we want to know, He will literally open the windows of heaven and pour us out inspiration and understanding. And most importantly, the Spirit of the Holy Ghost will testify that what we are studying is true.
And let me give a little counsel to the leaders as well. I talked to the young women, but there's two words that came to me this morning when I was thinking about that, and they're respect and expect. And I hope, leaders, that you'll respect the nobility of these young women. They're a very special generation, prepared to meet these times and prepared to establish the kingdom of God more fully on earth at this time. Respect that and expect that they will come forth seeking, learning, and wanting to know. If we come in thinking, oh, this is going to be so hard, and these young women aren't going to want to say anything, then maybe that will happen.
I love those words.
If you come in and know that they are noble young women seeking, learning, and prepared, then Spirit will come in and revelation will happen.
Sister Jones, you had something.
Yes, what we're hoping to have happen, Hannah, in the classroom is not only for young women to gain a knowledge of doctrine, but we're hoping that they will gain an understanding of doctrine. And what we mean by that is when a young woman comes to understand the doctrine and the power and the effect it has in her life, her heart changes, her behavior changes, her choices are impacted. She may not struggle so much with some of the challenges that she's known in the past because she's come to truly understand the powerful saving doctrine, and it will impact her in a very significant way. Specifically, we're looking for change. We're all needing to change. We're all needing to draw closer to our Savior. That's what we pray will happen in every classroom across the world. This is thrilling, thrilling stuff. And I know you're going to be excited because you're going to feel that change.
Along with that, I noticed that on the website, it talked about there's a section about sharing experiences, and I was just wondering what that meant.
This is a little hidden gem, and I'm so glad you found this, Hannah, because this is going to make a huge difference in the spirit that comes into the classroom every time. What we're being asked to do in the very first part of each lesson is to share experiences. And if you go online and read the lessons, you'll see it says at the beginning of each class, invite young women to share, teach, and testify about the experiences they had applying what they learned in the previous week's lesson. This is so important, and we're going to be talking later more about applying. But think about it. Say we're having a lesson under the Godhead unit on the Holy Ghost. And at the end of that lesson, a good teacher invites young women to decide what they're going to do to live what they've learned. And then the next week, she says, Hannah, you talked at the end of the last lesson about, I am going to pray more for the Holy Ghost to guide me and watch for that guidance. What experiences did you have? And then imagine what will happen as you share that experience. And what do you think it would feel like to hear your sisters in your young women class share their experiences living the gospel?
I think we would just feel, again, more unity and respect also. And our testimonies will be strengthened as we hear others bear their testimonies and just feel the love of the Savior.
Mm-hmm. And I think as you teach, the young women listen.
Well, it invites the Spirit of the Lord. You're bearing testimony. And when you open your mouth to speak and share your experiences and share what you know, the Spirit comes and you feel it more deeply in your heart, and mm-hmm. those around you also feel that. It has tremendous converting power for you personally and for your friends, the other young women who listen to you, mm-hmm. and for your leaders. Your leaders become more converted because you share your testimony.
I think we can learn a lot from each other.
And teachers will have to fight for the chance to talk
because that's really
you're going
true.
To take it over, and that's exactly the way it should be.
And what happens in a setting where you're having a discussion when the Spirit of the Lord comes in at the very beginning? What difference would it make in the rest of the time there? It would be huge. So that's really the function of this little share piece that's there. So we're excited about it. Sister Jones.
It's like Sister Robinson said, right from the beginning, we want to invite the Spirit into the classroom. Rather than having lag times, Sister Robinson said, we only have about 25, 30 minutes. We've got to make every minute count. And so this share experience time, when young women are telling about how the gospel's worked in their life, they're testifying to each other, they're teaching one another, that's the most powerful kind of learning that can happen when you start teaching each other. We've got to make every minute valuable to help young women and to help leaders not only come to understand, but become converted to the gospel of Jesus Christ.
You said something really, like, we need to come prepared to class as mm-hmm. leaders and as young women. But as a young woman leader, I know often we're overwhelmed by everything we have to do through the week. You know, presidency meetings, we have weekly activities, we have, you know, meetings with the bishop. We have all mm-hmm. kinds of things. How can we not feel overwhelmed as leaders?
Well, let us young women help out. We play a huge part in the classroom and bringing each other to class and helping each other. And I think as throughout the week, if we discover something or see something that we want to share with the other girls, we can just send a quick text. And even if we're not in the presidency, we can still reach out and do this. And then when we come to church, extend a hand and sit by a girl we notice who's not by no one's sitting by her, or just when we see her at school throughout the week, just make an extra effort to reach out and share with each other.
That's great. Thanks, Anna. At the end of every single discussion period, there's an opportunity for you to lead them to where they're going to be going this next week.
Oh.
So if you were to carefully consider what you want them to do or have prepared an item for them to look at or something for them to prepare. So all of that happens at the end of the discussion. And you're not going to have to go out again, although everybody loves that little touch from their young women's
yes.
leader. When she sends something along in the middle of the week, it's huge. Or you do have your mutual activity, too, where you can remind them and mention it again.
Right. But, you know, a little light went off right now. Thank you, Sister Ashton, because that is a great suggestion that at the end of the lesson, we know what the topic, mm-hmm. discussion is going to be the next week, and that we can let them be thinking about it because you mentioned how it's our everyday lives that, you know, are going to lead us to these discussions. And so throughout mm-hmm. the week, they could be thinking of it and then
You'll kind of laugh at this little analogy. We've discussed it together before as a committee, but it's like a string of pearls. Every discussion that you have is this gorgeous pearl. But the fact that throughout the week, they are both preparing for the next mm-hmm. week and thinking about what's happened the last strings those experiences together so that they begin to build their testimony.
And again, the best thing you can ask them to do is to live the gospel, live the principles, live according to the doctrine they've been taught. That's the best thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's wonderful we can get them to read something or watch something, but far more important, live and pay attention to how they feel as they grow in the gospel.
Because, Hannah, what would happen to you if you had made the commitment 1 week to pray with more sincerity all through the week? And then you came and testified about that. But what would happen during the week to you?
I think during the week, as I were truly pondering and praying and forming that relationship with my Heavenly Father, that I'd be able to come back and really be able to testify and share with my friends and my leaders what I really know. And I'd have that personal experience that would be able to help me share what I know.
Great.
And just to give teachers and leaders a little bit of comfort, there are some very good learning activities built into each of the lessons. They're good. Suggestions on what you can do, how you can invite young women into groups, how you can talk about scriptures, how you can work with the words of the prophets. There's a lot of ideas there. And so don't feel like you're just given the doctrine and say, teach it, good luck. We're giving you some help and some support. So don't worry too much over it. But also don't program yourself so much that you can't step away from what you've planned and allow the lesson to follow the needs of the young women and their questions and allow them to take over and begin to become significant members of that classroom who contribute.
If you think about this as a pyramid with the Godhead at the top and the leader as one corner on the bottom and the young women as the other corner, the association that you're most worried about and working on is not necessarily the association between the leader and the young woman. It's watching the association between the young woman and how she's coming to God. And if you take care of that, if you're listening for what the trouble is in her life and what she loves, mm-hmm. and if you are filled with this love the Savior showed mm-hmm. and you're watching, then you're going to watch her as she begins to reach out to her Father in heaven and begins to establish that relationship. So in this discussion, she is the prime piece. It's not how well you're giving the lesson,
right.
but how well she's understanding.
Can I give one last little tip? This is something that helps me so much whenever I'm going to speak or train or teach. And that is to prepare like crazy, treasure up the word. But then when I'm ready to actually be part of the process, to pause, to take a deep breath, to say a little prayer, asking Heavenly Father to let me know what they need, not what I need to say, but what they need to experience, and then to look into their eyes. And when I look into the eyes of whoever it is I'm with, then the love Heavenly Father has for them comes into my heart and I feel it. And then the words flow and the ideas flow. So pause. Don't go forward full speed. Pause. Allow a little silence. Allow a little thinking. Allow the Spirit. And you'll know. You'll be guided. I don't care if you're a member of the church for a month or if you've taught seminary for 25 years. You will receive what you need to bless the lives of the young women.
I think that's so true, Sister Robinson. This is about trusting the Spirit, putting your trust in the Spirit. It's like stepping out of the boat. And that can be a little scary. But as Sister Robinson said, prepare. Then set it aside and look into their heart. And the Spirit will just flow through you. It's thrilling. You're going to just be ecstatic how this process will work.
I love this, too. This isn't necessarily a question, but I feel like the words impress have been replaced with inspire. Mm-hmm. And I love that because I feel like as a young woman's leader, I'm not there to impress. And what I'm hearing from all you wonderful ladies is I'm there to help inspire that relationship with the young women and the Godhead, our Savior, mm-hmm. Jesus Christ, and mm-hmm. the Holy Ghost, and our Heavenly Father. So thank you for that.
Thank you for being with us today. We would like to close by quoting Sister Elaine Dalton. The hand of the Lord is in this. He will help all to succeed, and He will meet them where they are. We love you. Thank you for listening.
You've been listening to We Will Stand on the Mormon Channel from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Remember, you can take us with you anywhere by downloading this program at mormonchannel.org.